Ambivalent Voices podcast number 15, in which you'll hear about school miscellany, upcoming podcasts, milk and politics and ketchup, and more podcasts for you to check out from elsewhere. Stay tuned.
8, 1, 3, 6, 2, 8. Ready?
Ready?
You're listening to Ambivalent Voices.
Why, oh why, didn't I take the blue pill?
Welcome everyone to episode 15 of Ambivalent Voices, where the podcast where you hear me talking way too much. And it's also the podcast where I hope you'll be hearing lots of voices from around the blogosphere, the legal blogosphere, and anybody else I can scrounge up to talk to me. I've been promising for many weeks that we were going to hear lots of different voices from law students and experts on law school about starting law school since it's the back to school time. But that's all going to be saved for next week when this whole podcast is going to explode with voices from all over the place. I've got, I don't know, 6, 8, 10, 12, I don't know how many people I've been talking to. I've got an interview every other day, it seems like, which is a lot of fun, and I really enjoy talking to all these people, and you're going to love listening to them, I hope. Although, how many people are going to have the time to listen to all these things, I don't know. You'll just have to space it out over time. But anyway, lots of good stuff coming down the pike, and which means there's lots to look forward to, which I've been saying for weeks. And but it's true. Lots of great interviews in the can, as they say, and they're going to be unleashed to the world in about a week when Blog Review comes to Blog Wisdom. Of course, that means there won't be a lot of time for me to rattle on, and you know how much I love to do that. But I don't have much to say about starting the third year of law school, really, except that I'm ready to be done. And there are many good things coming along for me this year, including primarily the criminal law clinic, and possibly I'm going to do the mock trial competition again, this time for credit. I know you care about that. I've noticed one thing about the third year is credits begin to matter. You've got to calculate what you've done and how much you need and make sure you've got everything ready for graduation, which I don't. So I'm working on that. And the other thing I'm working on is the MPRE, and if you haven't taken the MPRE and you're in your third year, you might want to take it, and you have to in every state except Washington or Wisconsin. So unless you're taking the bar in one of those two states, you might want to plan on taking the MPRE the next chance, which is November 4th. Deadline to register is September 27th, and the cost is $55, non-refundable. I just found this out. You can learn more about the MPRE from ncbex.org, and or you can Google MPRE and you will find it. So consider yourself warned.
I was an English major. They said that I was smart. Now I'm wearing a big smile saying welcome to Walmart. Oh, we're all temping. Everybody's temping. We're all temping our way through the world. I used to have a contract and a company car. Then the boss came in and said, au revoir. We're all temping. Everybody's temping. We're all temping our way through the world. Oh, the mighty politician thinks destiny has beckoned. He may find out otherwise on November 2nd, because we're all temping. Everybody's temping. We're all temping our way through the world. You read the newspapers, you turn the page. You see obituaries for people your age. Oh, we're all temping. Everybody's temping. We're all temping our way through the world. Temping tonight, temping tonight. Temping on the old campground. Thank you, boy.
Well, just remember, boys, this is America. Just because you get more votes doesn't mean you win.
And now it's time for the Politics Minute with Yubbledoo.
As long as the Matrix exists, the human race will never be free.
This week, it's time for a little experiment. What we're going to do is an interactive listening experience. I'm going to say a word, and I want you to repeat it over and over quickly until I tell you to stop. Then I'll ask you a question, and I want you to answer to yourself. You know, people will see you talking to yourself. It won't be the first time, I'm sure. I want you to answer with the first response that comes to your mind. Okay? Are you ready? You have to participate. You have to play. Just stop what you're doing. Get ready. Okay, I'm going to say this word, and we're going to repeat it over and over, all right? Okay, the word is white. Just start saying it. White, 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 white. Keep going, keep going. Okay, stop. Now, what does a cow drink? Okay. So, if my experiment worked, you said, what? Milk. And the point of this little lesson, of course, if you're smarter than me or you've heard this little joke before, maybe you said water. But at any rate, the point of this was that somebody told me this joke today, actually, and when you're running 10 miles, some things are funnier than others. But what it made me think about was, this is exactly how we got into war with Iraq. We had dozens of people bombarding us daily with war, but also weapons of mass destruction, WMD, 911, terrorism, Saddam Hussein, Iraq, terrorism, Iraq, terrorism, Iraq, Saddam Hussein, Iraq, 911, Iraq, 911, Iraq, 911, Saddam, 911, Saddam, terrorism, Saddam, 911, terrorism, Saddam, 911, Iraq, terrorism, Saddam. You get the idea. Then they say, oh, should we go to war? We all say milk. So, at any rate, I just thought it was an interesting little lesson, and it seemed to be relevant, so I thought I would share it with you. And I also will share with you, if you aren't a watcher of The Daily Show, I feel for you, and I want to share with you a clip from this week in which The Daily Show made this very point. It's a montage of George Bush talking recently in the last, I don't know, 6 months, year, whatever, about current events.
Progress. Progress.
See, Gregory.
Terry.
John.
Hutch.
September the 11th, 2001.
Terrorists.
Terrorism.
Our nation was attacked.
Attacked, attacked, attacked.
Iraq.
Defeating them there where they live.
Iraq.
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 Before they can attack us here at home.
Iraq.
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 Afghanistan.
And weapons of mass destruction.
Freedom.
It makes no sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Sense.
We're making really good progress.
Monitoring progress.
May go for a bike ride.
Progress.
Progress.
Hanging loose, as they say.
I think about Iraq every day. Every single day.
God bless our country. Washington, D.C.
Crawford.
Represent
peace.
And there you go. So just remember, white, 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 white. Well, that's it for the Politics Minute with Yubbledoo.
Portion of our show brought to you by the Ketchup Advisory Board.
These are the good years for Jim and me, or for Jim and I, as I used to say when I was in college. I bought Jim some new pants instead of those pleated ones that poof out in the front and make him look like a sea mammal. And right afterward, he went on a diet based on the feeding habits of the brown squirrel. Well, it contains fungus and tree bark and berries and bird's eggs, insects and acorns, and it's all whipped up together to make a froth. Kind of tastes like tofu. And he lost weight on it, but he also got these little beady black eyes. Which maybe was why they promoted him to vice president of special projects, so they wouldn't have to deal with him anymore. Anyway, with his salary raise, we converted the kids' rooms into a meditation room and fitness center, where we lie on our backs and take deep breaths and meditate about exercising.
Maybe I should start exercising.
That's okay. You will, Jim.
I should run on the treadmill and lift big weights.
I'm sure you will.
The president exercises every day, you know.
I know.
He's the leader of our country, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
If he can take time to exercise, then I should too.
I'm sure you will.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think you're just about to turn the corner, Jim.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. I think that those tax cuts are working, and they're stimulating you, and you're just about to get up and run 10 miles on the treadmill.
Okay.
I don't think the situation is as bad as some people would make it out to be. You know, some people would look at us and see a man and a woman lying flat on their backs on the floor. Well, I don't see it that way.
And how do you see it, Barb?
Well, I see the ceiling. I see all the little holes in the ceiling tiles. I see the light fixtures. And those light fixtures tell me that tomorrow is a new day and that you and I are winning the battle.
What are we fighting against, Barb?
Oh, Jim. We're fighting terror.
Of course. I forgot.
Yes. We're fighting terror by lying on our backs and looking up at the ceiling.
And we're succeeding.
Oh, you bet we're succeeding. We're succeeding thanks to good old ketchup. It has all natural mellowing agents that calm a person down and keep uncertainty at arm's length.
These are the good years. We're winning on all fronts. The economy is booming, just as it was once. Spring is coming in a couple months.
Ketchup for the good times.
Ketchup, ketchup.
Ketchup Advisory Board, full of natural mellowing agents.
Ketchup, everyone, ketchup. That clip and the one leading into it with the about temping were both from Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion, which from last September, which I'm pretty sure most law students don't listen to. And I don't listen to it regularly. It just happened to be on, and this was a really good show prior to last November's election, obviously, if you caught that little reference to September or November 2nd. And I just thought they were humorous tracks, especially appropriate for my girlfriend, who is convinced that if we move to somewhere back of beyond where I get a law job, she will have no choice but to work at Walmart, and I hope that's not true, but I don't have any real way to reassure her, so there you go. Of course, using material like that raises copyright questions, and I don't have the answers to those. Perhaps somebody else does. I'm not sure if I can do that or not, but there it is. It's done. And that reminds me of a Dead Milkman song, actually, and now that I've used music that's questionable, not podcast safe, let's just hear a little bit of that.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, 'cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby. Once for tomorrow, once 'cause I got AIDS.
Pretty good Jim Morrison impression there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing here...
You mean
here,
the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be the Bahamas or islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Huh. I don't have a bitchin' Camaro, but that was really a funny song when I was in high school, let me tell you. And if you haven't heard the rest, I recommend you check it out. It might be worth a laugh. At any rate, I do hope the Prairie Home Companion has a good sense of humor and doesn't take me into court, and I hope the Dead Milkmen have a good sense of humor and don't take me into court. I'm going to end today really quickly with a couple of recommendations for other podcasts you might enjoy if you enjoy this one, or even if you don't. Last time I mentioned Bicycle Mark at, I believe he's at bicyclemark.org. That is right. Radio Communique. I said it wrong last time. I said Radio Communique, but it's the Radio Communique, and it's pretty regular, almost daily, so I recommend that. It's entertaining and fascinating, wide range of topics that he talks about, but he also recently did a rundown of the best progressive podcasts that he likes to listen to, and there's some really good stuff in there, including Media Matters podcast. From WILL AM 580, the broadcasting service of the University of Illinois, with Bob McChesney. And Mr. Professor McChesney was a professor of mine when I was there at the University of Illinois, and he was a great professor, and he's a great guy, and doing excellent things for media reform and media activism in the U.S. If you haven't checked out his book, Rich Media, Poor Democracy, you really should. So he does a weekly podcast radio show with luminaries in the media field and media critics, and it's pretty good stuff, and I hadn't heard it much since I moved away from there. But I'm really glad to find it's available on a podcast. The next one would be the White House Report, which I may have mentioned before. It's at the www.weeklyradioaddress.com, and there you'll find about 1 to 2 minute little satires of the president's weekly radio address. Somebody is has a voice similar to George W.'s, and he talks about things that are sort of topical and other times just absurd, and it's hilarious. So it doesn't take much time, so if you don't have much time for podcasts, this is one you can check out without a lot of overhead. Finally, or next, I don't remember, is the Mashup Podcast. There's a couple of them, and lucky for you, if you just Google Mashup Podcast, Mashup is one word, you will see both of them at the top of the list, and the first one is Radio Clash, and the other one is Mashup.podcast. So if you enjoy the mashup kind of music, these are great things for you to listen to. You'll really enjoy it. And the mashup.podcast also offers downloads, so you can get the songs that they play, that he plays, if you like them. And that's a really cool deal as well. And finally, a podcast that's coming down the pike that has not yet been released, it hasn't hit the streets, is Professor Gordon Smith's podcast. And Professor Smith is at theconglomerate.org blog, and he's going to start a podcast here pretty quickly, he says. And he's done wonders with his blog, growing its readership and providing lots of interesting stuff on there. So I bet his podcast is going to be very good as well. So it's something for you to look forward to and check out. And that's it for this podcast roundup. And that's also it for Ambivalent Voices number 15. As I said, come back next week. Tune in for the Back to School Extravaganza. And I think it's going to be really cool. There's lots and lots of good stuff already recorded. And so it's something to look forward to. And also blog review, blog wisdom. If you have anything to contribute, email it to post@blogreview.com. And that's it. This has been Ambivalent Voices, And you can find us at moab.com/AI/voices, or search for Ambivalent in the iTunes music store and you will get it. All right, thanks for listening, and I will see you next week. Or not see you. I'll talk at you. I will come at you. I will do nothing. I will record something next week, and I hope you'll listen. Bye.
Bank door, Freebit, Tango, and the message. And transmission.